Any other sort of leads that you think maybe in the next few years are going to have clinical applications?
Well, I mean, the data that keeps coming out are with combinations.
Right.
And that's sort of the next frontier, if you will. Can we combine these drugs in a fashion to enhance the outcome, the efficacy? And right now the answer is we don't know. I caution people against prematurely using combinations at this point in time because we have seen with some of the combinations some toxicity that is somewhat worrisome and somewhat problematic. So one of the papers that was presented again for the third time was the sorafenib bevacizumab phase 1 trial that Jeff Sossman has conducted. And the data was again presented as another follow-up to summarize it wholly. The response rate remains robust. It's above 40%. The toxicity clearly is problematic, and one needs to reduce doses of both bevacizumab and sorafenib in order to make the combination tolerable. So the real question is whether the dose reductions will have an effect in a prospective assessment of efficacy. We don't know. Should you use the combination clinically? No, not at this point. Number one, Bev is not a drug that's labeled in renal cancer, so I think the toxicity data would be somewhat problematic. The other combination, which has been intriguing, has been sunitinib and bevacizumab. And that combination has been studied in two centers, one at Memorial, one at the Cleveland Clinic. The outcomes at Memorial were that you could give full doses of both drugs together, but within a cycle or two, one developed toxicity that was a problem. And there were three or four cases of hemolytic uremic syndrome that were noticed. And that's a very difficult syndrome to manage and could be life-threatening. So the combination at full dose is something that was abandoned in terms of further studies. At the Cleveland Clinic, we've done the same thing. We've not seen HUS-type syndrome yet, but many of our patients, as they continue therapy, have had dose reductions because of other toxicity. So I think you come away thinking that the kinase inhibitors, meaning sorafenib and sunitinib, are sometimes difficult to combine with other agents, that it's not straightforward, that you just can't drop them in. Even though they're oral agents, one would like to think that they would be acceptable in terms of their side effect profiles. That's not the case. I think we always have to be concerned about the kind of hematologic toxicity we saw with the sunitinib combinations and long-term cardiovascular toxicity, because we just don't know what that will be. On the other hand, if you just look at bevacizumab as a single agent, it appears to be a drug that you can combine with other agents, especially with the mTOR inhibitors. And that's where a lot of interest is right now, is the combination with timsarlimus, the combination with everolimus, and that work is progressing. But right now, I think it's fair to say that data on combinations is preliminary, that we really don't have any evidence to say, number one, that it's tolerated long-term, and number two, although we'd like to think that efficacy will be improved, we don't know that for sure. So I think we're still not in that area. We have to await further studies. And